CaddisPC.com.
You are tuned to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned next for The Cabaret.
KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Welcome to the KGNU Cabaret, where we feature live music every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. I'm your good buddy, Dr. Decibel, and tonight we are thrilled to have Wellington Bullings in the studio with us right here this evening. How you doing, Wellington, and what are you going to kick us off with?
Hello, I'm so happy to be here. We are going to start with some new tunes. Well, actually, we're going to start with a song off of the old album that we released last year, because I want to.
Fantastic. Let's jump right in.
Somehow I found your Milky Way. Thank you. storm is coming, I won't run for cover. The clouds can't hide your heart, you can't hide forever from my love, my love. So kiss me before the rain does. Kiss me before the rain does. Kiss me before the rain does. Kiss me before the you to whoever is listening for tuning in. That was called Kiss Me Before the Rain Does, and it's off of the album we released last year called Because I Want To, and it's available on all streaming platforms, Spotify, iTunes, the whole thing. So check it out if you get a chance to. I'm here with my co-writer and collaborator, Tim Wendell.
Hello.
And yeah, we're really happy to be here. We've got some new tunes and a new single that we'll be releasing soon that we're excited to share with you, and a lot of songs off of the new album. So excited about it.
Awesome. What do you have next for us?
So we're going to do a song called Blush, and this is unreleased. This one is going to be on our next project, which will be released next year. And it's all about the power of being a woman, and yeah.
Cool and so unmoved, nothing seems to faze you. Why are you so blasé as you walk into my room? Well, I'm gonna make you melt, gonna make you fall to your knees. Just wait and see, just follow my lead. Love is on repeat. gonna give you all my love. Baby, you can't run. I'm gonna make you blush. I'm gonna make you blush. Make you blush. Make you control. Don't need to dominate. Let this unfold. Please let me demonstrate the power of a woman is what you're looking for. So tell me, do you need more? Right outside your door. Baby, do you need more? I'm gonna give you all my love. Gentle and so lush. I'm gonna make you blush. I'm gonna make you blush. Make you blush, make you blush, make you blush, make you blush, make you blush.
Have a musical decade or era that you feel most connected to?
Oh man, that's a hard question. I would say, oh man, there are so many good eras. I really love them for different reasons. I'm very connected to, I think, the 70s.
That's what I was calling.
But also the 40s and the 50s. I mean, the jazz, you know, the classics of that time were just so beautifully written. And yeah, I mean, that's a hard one. I think maybe the 70s.
I would say that too, just because your album, Because I Want To, which is your debut album, is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I found it personally to be a very deeply personal story of self-discovery and empowerment.
Yes.
I also found it to be very cohesive and tell a story like they used to write back in the 70s.
Mm.
Did you set out to do that on purpose, or is this just a collection of songs that happen? And I mean, it tells a story. The opening track is titled Crumble, and the closing track is a message of hope titled Golden Wings.
Mm.
And everything in between tells the story. Was that intentional?
I think it was intentional to tell a story. I don't think it was intentional for them to end up that way, I guess. They all kind of came together organically, just in terms of the style, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So as the story goes, a 13-year-old Wellington made her way to a garage sale and selected a Billie Holiday CD, and the rest is kind of history. Why Billie Holiday? Why that CD? Why did you? What, jazz doesn't always come to us. Right. Oftentimes we have to come to it.
Right.
Why that
yes.
CD? Why that CD?
I just gravitated towards it. My parents listened to, they had a very eclectic collection of music that they exposed me to, but they never listened to jazz. Jazz was just not something that I knew about. And so I heard about Billie Holiday, I think through a history class, and I just was curious. And I was at a garage sale one day and I just thought it looked really interesting. And since then I've just been in love with jazz. So Billie was the one who did it for me.
Outstanding. Yeah. And thank goodness. What have you got next for us? Let's have a couple more songs. What do you say?
Yeah. So we're going to do a song called Crumble. And like you said, that's the beginning of the album. That's the first song on the album. And it's all about the power of vulnerability and not being afraid to let yourself be seen and to really break barriers with people and really talk about the real stuff and really get to the real stuff and not be afraid to go there, to go deep and to be vulnerable and be who you are. So, yeah, this is it.
Is set free. My heart comes out of hiding, revealing myself to you. There is nothing left for me to peruse, 'cause you are like sand and stone, hiding the jewels as you go. Well, I have found you a heart of gold. Behind the walls you built long ago, I watched them crumble, baby, crumble, darling, crumble, baby, crumble. Of vulnerability. the key to set you free. Cause you are so paper thin, trying to hide what's
Yeah, so Crumble is off of the album from last year. And again, the album's called Because I Want To. And the reason why I called it that was because I felt like it was a point in my life where I could really own who I was as an artist. I feel that every artist goes through a journey where you doubt yourself and you're a perfectionist and other people doubt you. And I wanted this project to be authentically me, and I wanted to have no apologies for it. So, yeah, Because I Want To. That's how it kind of came to
be. And the album is very unapologetic.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I want.
And not in a cruel way.
Yes.
Not in a cruel, right. Not in a cruel way at all.
Yeah. Yes.
You got? Can we hear something else off of the album?
Yeah, definitely. So why don't we do Because I Want To? Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because.
Because I want to. Sometimes I don't feel like doing anything but listening to the rain pour myself a glass of wine, finger painting a picture of the sky. Cause oh, I wanna live my life the way dreamed. And you can ask me why I do the things that I do. This is my short and sweet answer for you. Oh. Because I want to. Because baby, because I want to. Because baby, because I want to. Because baby, because I want to. La 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 la
too short. My body is mine to adore. And if you want me to be sweet like peaches and cream, I'd rather speak my mind, do what's best for me. Cause oh, I'm gonna do as I please, cause this is my life. And I want to be free, and I don't really care if I'm looking like a fool. Cause when it comes to joy, this is my favorite excuse. Oh, because I want to, because baby, cause I want to, because baby, cause I want to, because baby, cause I want to, because I want to, because babe, I want to, because babe, I want to, because I want to. If I wanna get a little crazy, baby, what is it to you? If I wanna run in a field of daisies, baby, that's my love. You wanna give an everything. Oh, if I wanna wear two different colored socks.
If you're just joining us, you are tuned into KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, and you're listening to Cabaret, where we feature live music every Tuesday night. We are joined in the studio here live with Wellington Bullings. So, Wellington,
yes.
The word on the street is you've been working pretty hard on a new single that's pretty important, pretty special, maybe laying down a new video for it and the whole
yes.
9 yards. Do you want to lead us in there and maybe play that and then we'll come back and we'll
yeah.
dig into that a little deeper? What do you say?
Yeah, we'll play it for you. So the song is called Flame, and we'll let you just listen, and we'll tell the story after.
Fantastic. You're listening to Cabaret on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins.
Warmest color under the sun, you know no other, you are the one. So honeycomb that doubt out of your hair, you know it's not supposed to be there. And when you glow, the world illuminates. Rewrite the story, turn another page. Your voice is fire and it can't be tamed. Don't water down your power or your rage. And oh, they try to deny. You're fired up take that away, away. Freedom in question, silence amplified. How many times must justice be denied? The blood and tears and voices left behind. Above the smoke and ash you will rise. Oh. And though they try to deny you love, but oh,
that was Flame. And this will be out in October. October 29th is the date. Yes.
And we'll be able to find that where?
Everywhere. Excellent. You know, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube. Yep, all over.
Tell us about the song.
So in 2020, we all felt the weight of the injustice that we observed with George Floyd, Breonna Taylor.
Elijah McClain.
Yes, yeah. So many names to list. And this is obviously nothing new, but it is a resurfacing of this injustice that really came to a head, and we all felt it. And we were inspired to write a song that was uplifting during this time, and that really talked about the other story of what it really means to be Black, and that it doesn't always mean you have to be the victim or you have to be portrayed as the victim in the media, or, you know, there's so much more to what we have to offer than just being portrayed as the victim. And so I wanted to write a song that celebrated how much light and how much beauty and power resides in Black people. And so Flame came about from those experiences. And just, it was a way for me to soothe myself through the process of everything that was going on. And and with the music video, we decided that the song wasn't enough. We needed visuals. We needed really powerful visuals to portray all of these things that we were trying to tell in this story. And so what I did was I reached out to different local Black artists in the community, fashion designers, dancers from Cleo Parker Robinson Dance Company. We worked with a videographer named Katrina Miller, who's absolutely fantastic, and so many other creatives, local creatives, and all of the fashion and you know, the fashion was all sourced from female black fashion designers. And so it really meant a lot for me to not only tell the story in the song, but also to tell the story through everyone that I was working with. Everyone had a piece of it to tell. And that was the most important thing for me with this project.
Is it going to be on the, is there a forthcoming album? Are you, what's in the pipeline? Can we expect the single to be on the next album?
So we're not sure if it's going to be an album or if it's going to be an EP. We've got the songs. They're there. We've been working on it. We're actually going into the studio this month to work on another song, which we'll share with you guys tonight as well. I think it might be an album. It might become that.
Yeah, I feel like when we work on things, it tends to grow and grow. So we kind of had a notion of self-producing our own EP. And I think it's growing with the collection of songs. Like when we did this song, Flame, it started as just guitar and vocals and added a guitar part here, added a bass part here. And pretty soon we had over 300 tracks on this song.
So, wow.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny to perform it in this stripped down version after listening to it for a year with all these other parts layering in.
Let's play something else that's new. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the songwriting process between you two. If you're just joining us, we're here live in the studio at KGNU with Wellington Bullings. I'm your good buddy, Dr. Decibel, and you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins.
So we're going to share the song Blossom, which we're working on right now.
Tell me the truth, how can we bloom when our love is tangled at the root? Healing takes time, body and mind. Though we have suffered, you're still by my side. All the ups and downs we've been through, all the mistakes we can't undo. How is it my heart still wants to be close to you? Solid ground. It gets a little shaky every once in a while. But don't walk away. Let's outgrow the pain. I still wanna believe our love is here to stay. All the ups and downs we've been through, all the mistakes we can't undo. How is it my heart still wants to be close to you? Thank you. mistakes we can undo. How is it my heart still wants to be close to you?
Fantastic. Thank you so much. If you're just joining us, you're listening to KGNU. This is Cabaret, and we're here in the studio with Wellington Bullings. Let's talk about songwriting.
All right.
You two write as a duo?
Yeah.
We do a lot of collaboration.
Talk about the process, because musical collaborations, musical partnerships are interesting to me.
Yes.
It's a brother-sister marriage.
Right.
Somewhere in between of the best and worst of all of that.
Right. We haven't written a song from scratch together before.
That.
But what tends to happen is, like, I think usually I'll write something and I'll bring it to him, and we have different strengths and weaknesses. Like, you know, your strengths are my weaknesses, and I mean, I don't know.
We complement each other. Well.
We complement. That's a better way to say it. There we go. So I'll write something, and then I'll bring it to him. I'll be like, "What do you think?" And we refine it together. And oftentimes he will change some chords and change some ideas and some parts, and we'll kind of restructure it. Like with that song, we completely restructured it, and it became something completely new because of what you did with it. So usually it's just like there's an idea, and then, you know, I kind of bring it to you, and then we shape around it and restructure.
Yes, totally.
And add different things to
it.
Yes,
totally. So Wellington, in addition to being a fabulous singer, is also a pianist, and she writes a lot on the piano. And so frequently what happens is that all these songs kind of start from a really strong idea that Wellington has developed on her own, and then brings it to me, and we just start workshopping it. So like for that one in particular, I think we had the melody, we kind of had the chords, and I was like, hey, I think maybe we can put like a little bit of a different groove to it. And so that one kind of kicked up a little bit of a notch with the rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of layering some other parts later in the song and maybe adding some chords here and there and stuff. Yeah.
Fantastic. If you're just joining us, we're here live in the studio with Wellington Bullings. You're listening to Cabaret, and you're tuned in to KGNU. Have you you got something else to play for us?
Yes.
What's up next? What's on deck?
We're going to do another unreleased song.
Oh, fantastic.
And,
fantastic.
Yes, and it's a love song, and it's called Too Soon.
Aren't they all just kind of, though, a little
Yes.
Whether it's good love or bad love or just...
There's always some love in there.
It is love, you know?
Yeah, there's always
love in there. It's all love, whether, you know, even when it's hate, it's really love. Let's face it, right? That's like the deepest kind of love is when you feel that hate.
You know, that's deep. You just went there. Yep.
Very true.
Yep. All right.
Okay.
On the trees won't fall in the spring, so why does my heart think it's time to dive into your arms? Do we shoot for for the stars and miss the moon from gazing at you. What more can I do when my heart falls too soon? My heart falls too soon. My heart falls too soon.
Time for a couple more. If you wanna play another one, briskly, and then we'll throw out your social medias and where people can find you. And then close out with one. What do you say?
That sounds good.
All right, let's dive right in.
Great.
Sure.
Scientists believe there is no free will, but I'll keep following, following, following my heart. Philosophers share their philosophy, but I'll keep following, following, following my dream. And is it just enough to fall in love with just a mystery inside of me? Although I may fall, I know I'll be strong. Now I've got a following, following, following my own beat. Ooh, gentle lover, fall in love with me, but I'll keep following, following what sets me free. Oh, and is it just enough?
Fall in love with just
just a mystery inside of me. I don't always see myself clearly. Now I've got to find the rest of the
If you've been listening in awe, you are joining us live in the studio with Wellington Bullings. I am your good buddy, Dr. Decibel. You've been listening to Cabaret. Before we go, why don't you tell us, you've been listening to Wellington Bullings, Boulder, Colorado native, singer, songwriter, artist, educator. You've been teaching music for 5 years now.
Yeah, a little over that now.
In the Denver area, Denver metro area. Mm-hmm. So there you go, kids. occasional fashion model.
Yes.
Where can people find you?
They can find me on my website, wellingtonbullings.com. They can also find me on Instagram, all the social media places, Facebook. I don't have a Twitter. So, yeah, pretty much all of them except for Twitter.
Any shows coming up? Anywhere we can go catch you laying it down live and local?
Yeah, definitely. We have a show coming up in October at the Pumpkin Harvest Festival in Denver. And that's in, that's at 2:30.
October 3rd.
Yeah, October
Sunday,
3rd.
October 3rd.
Yep, October 3rd. And then we've got a Boulder house concert happening on October 8th. We've got a lot of different gigs kind of floating
all
around
that,
in October.
You can find all that on your Facebook.
All of that is on my website, Instagram, all that good
Again,
stuff.
Listeners, we've been here with Wellington Bullings right here in the studio at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Wellington, for joining us. Why don't you take us out with a song? What do you say?
That sounds great. We're gonna do an Aretha tune. Something a little different. It's called Don't Let Me Lose This Dream.
If I lose this dream, I don't know what I'm gonna do. If I lose this dream, I'm dreaming about for me and you. If it goes away, I might as well hang it up, 'cause I don't know if I have the heart or mind to make it true, to help it grow. And I only know that if I lose this dream, it's goodbye love and happiness. You're the one I need. I don't want a love that's second best. All these things all in my life I wanted to do that made me blue. Help me hold on to this dream, for sometimes dreams they often come true, and they'll come true for me and you. Listen to me, baby. Listen to me, baby. Listen to me, baby. Don't let me lose this dream. Baby, baby, hold on. Don't let me lose my dream. Baby, baby, be strong. You can say that what I say is true. I'm the one and only girl for you. No matter what the people say, I'm in your corner all the way, and I won't lose this dream. Baby, baby, hold on. Don't make me lose my dream. Baby, baby, be strong. Don't let me lose my dream. Baby, baby, hold on. Don't let me lose my dream. Baby, be strong.
It is 1 minute after the hour of 8 o'clock, but it's so worth it to have live music again. So we don't need to go right at 8 o'clock on the button when there's live music happening. Thank you so much, Cabaret. Thank you to George Figgs and to the musicians this evening for that. This is Corriente. You are here at KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver, 98.7 in Fort Collins, and online at kgnu.org. Is this Corriente? Bienvenido. We'll get back to we'll get into music right after some programming announcements.
Support comes from Planet Bluegrass, presenting the Punch Brothers, featuring special guests Aoife O'Donovan and Hawktail, on September 16th in Lyons, Colorado. Ticket information for this show can be found at shop.bluegrass.com.
A big thanks to Adam and Broomfield for donating their 2001 Subaru Legacy Outback to KGNU. To get more out of a vehicle you no longer need, donate it. We'll take care of everything, and pickup is free. Just call 1-844-KGNU-CAR to get started today.
And buenas noches. This is Elena with you on Corriente. And once again, I've got some things prepared, pero I'm very happy to take suggestions, requests, lo que sea. And I'm going to start with a little bit of music from Mexico. Mexican Independence Day is coming up. And just if there's something you'd like to hear, you can give a call at 303-442-4242. You can email me at dj@kgnu.org. We're going to start with someone who is new to me. My loss for missing out on it. This is Angela Aguilar, and she is, I believe, Pepe Aguilar's daughter. And she's quite young, but she has a very powerful voice. And I want to thank my sobrina, Tezcatli Diaz, for turning me on to her. This is her very wonderful version of the traditional song, La Llorona.
Al pasar, yo te vi.